Fantastic. We are recording, so this is wonderful. Today is Tuesday, March the 15th, and we are so excited. We have a guest on the call today, our wonderful upline Royal Diamond, Jeff Van Blerken. Jeff is one of the most powerful business builders in NECANN. He has created an extraordinary network. And so he's an amazing man for us to go to for wisdom and advice. He has been incalculably helpful in terms of helping me go Royal Diamond and many of you go Diamond and Platinum and Gold. He's been extraordinarily wonderful. And I just know that I would never have the success I've had in NECANN without him. I'm always feel tremendously grateful for Jeff. And today, this call is focused on business, building the NECANN business. So we are recording it, but I want you to listen with both ears very keenly to what Jeff says. And we do have a little bit of a echo on the phone. So if you can all mute your lines, except for Jeff and myself, maybe we'll be able to get rid of that funny, you know, little bit of background sort of noise. Yeah, it does sound better now. So thank you, whoever that was. We never know whose phone that can be coming from. So, of course, if it's from mine, then we're in trouble. But, okay, so let me just check. Jeff Van Blerken, are you on the line?
I'm here, Julie.
Excellent. Excellent. Thank you, Jeff, so much for being on the call. And really, I just want you to take it away around how you built such a phenomenal business and what are your key components to tell people about on how to build their business, how to build it strong, powerfully, fast. And we will have time at the end for some questions. So we'll go for 45 minutes and we'll see how we go. So just take it away, my friend. I'm so grateful for you always. So here's Jeff, guys.
Thank you, Julie. It's great to be here today with all of you all over the world. Last time we spoke here several weeks ago, Julie, we talked about the importance of the mindset, and it made me think, and obviously today we're talking about business, but it does tie in so much, and it made me think about an audio series that I created quite a few years ago called Attitude and Action. And it's really what it all boils down to. And that title was, there's so much there. It's attitude and it's action. So we talked about the mindset last time and how important that decision is and a number of things relating to using the power of your mind and even your subconscious to lead you where you want to go. You know, I think it's critical to begin with the end in mind. What do you want to have materialize for you? And that might be rank and or volume, because income is clearly tied to volume. So I always set volume targets, would always plan my month out and set volume targets. And we did talk about that some last time and how important that is. So once, and obviously the whole compensation plan is built around creating silvers. So I always found the best way to create silvers was to create seniors and executives. So you break it down into smaller chunks. More believable, or however you want to frame it, more palatable, whatever you view. When we built the majority of silvers that we built in our organizations, Julie, we did it with a $20,000 silver requirement. I believe the requirement is $12,000 today. So you have, and that's over several months. So you really can, it's already broken down into smaller chunks, but with the I'm going to call it the new strategy for a lack of a different term right now, that NECANN has employed around customers. This is such a valid concept. It truly is, the best way to grow the business. It's far easier to create seniors and executives today because anyone can be a customer. And in the past, it was really predicated more on a buy-in situation, buying product, buying amounts of product. And that was difficult. You might have, you know, 1 out of 10 or 1 out of 20 people who would actually be in a position to buy in, because there wasn't so much focus on the customer acquisition, which again makes so much sense, and it's so much easier because, you know, if you have 15 people to see, 14 of them can be customers. It's just really, you know, you can create seniors rapidly, create executives rapidly, based again on, you know, networking is about many people doing a little bit. And if you're one that wishes to organize more of that happening, for example, if you're going to become a gold distributor in this company, you're going to organize the development of 3 silvers. So you really have to look at where you want to go, and then you start, you must make your decision around what you want to create. And then it's really getting, so your attitude's right, and then it really is getting into action. And one of the things that I want to focus on today that, to me, is everything in terms of how to successfully grow a business. And so many times this gets missed. People don't know what to do with new people when they start out. And I call it initiating activity. So imagine that you enroll someone and, a couple weeks goes by, 3 weeks goes by, and you're waiting for your new person to do something. Well, you'll be waiting. If you're waiting 2 weeks from now, you'll likely be waiting 2 months from now. Your new person doesn't know what to do. So you really must, and this is all part of deciding what you want to create, and I'm assuming you're on this call today because you want to build a successful, growing certain goal. Well, there's certain things that must take place, and one of them, in my opinion, that's vital is this piece of initiating activity with your new person. So, always, and things have changed a little bit from how I built the majority of my business, but this hasn't changed. This piece right here, you may not go today necessarily like do what I did on the first meeting with someone, which was in a coffee shop for me. Now let's talk about that for a moment. I believe there's some really important components. If you decide you're going to have some kind of a party or a gathering or whatever you want to call getting people together, and you set a date for March 27th. And everything you're doing for the next 2 weeks is geared towards people coming to an evening event on March 27th. You probably will be disappointed on, you know, at 9 p.m. on March 27th, you'll probably be disappointed because, you know, people are very busy today, and it seems like no matter when you set a date for anything, there's a number of people that may really want to be there but simply can't be there due to other obligations or travel or whatever might be taking place. So very important to realize that if you have 5 people even show up on March 27th, you could see 5 people tomorrow. And this is I'm off topic just a bit here, but this came up in my head as an important place to speak on before we get into the specifics of initiating activity. But just that you don't want to delay your business you have no control over who can be at one meeting on March 27th, but you do have control over what you can do today, tomorrow, the next day. And so I would highly encourage, to see new faces. That's that action part of the attitude. Decide what you want, figure out where you're going to go with this, what you want to create, and then it's time to get into action. And getting into action is seeing people and sharing the NECN story, the NECN products, the NECN business. You know, I would never separate out. I would never just go show someone the product or just go show someone the business. I would go show someone NECN. NECN's the whole package. You never know what someone's level of interest might be. So I'm not going to go, if I have 15 minutes with someone or 10 minutes with someone, I'm not going to spend 10 minutes talking about the product. And neither would I spend 10 minutes talking about the business. If I had 10 minutes with someone, I would give them a brief overview of the company, the industry, which is wellness and prevention and all the great things we deal with. The company and a little bit on the business model and freedom and creating income beyond your own physical presence. The actual ability to earn income while you sleep through a structure like this. A guy I was talking to yesterday said he said that he got in a conversation. The wives were talking. He didn't know the husband very well. And he got into a conversation with the husband about NECN, he said he didn't really know anything about it, but he said, well, it's more of a direct marketing model, and he said the guy kind of shut down a little bit, said it was kind of obvious, and it was interesting because the guy, as they talked, he said, well, what do you do anyway? And the guy said, well, I work for Frito-Lay. And he said, oh, well, how does that work? And he said, well, I have certain stores I can deliver to, and I actually earn a percentage of the products that that these stores buy. And so he said, oh, wow, that's really interesting. He said, believe it or not, that's so similar to what we do here. We get a percentage of the products that we sell also that move through our business. Just like moving through that network of stores that you're delivering to, he said, so is it unlimited, the stores you can go to? He said, oh, no, I have a territory. And, in fact, he said, they've just shrunk my territory. And so through this conversation and fact-finding, this is so similar to what you do, except we don't have any caps. We don't have any specific market area. Like, it's not just, he says, I've got business in multiple states, and soon I hope to have business in multiple countries. So, you see, this is the possibilities that are around a business like this. But that person who was in that job environment, and then he made a comment, and there's a number of lessons in this, because the guy said, well, I wouldn't probably have time to do something like this. I work 55 hours a week already. And the fellow said to him, he said, well, what's ever going to change with that? See, that guy who kind of more or less was snubbing his nose at our business doesn't realize the trap he's in. He's earning a percentage on the product he moves, by the way, a very unhealthy product for the marketplace, right? He's earning a percentage. He's had his territory shrunk. He only has certain stores he can sell to, and he works 55 hours a week supplying the products to those stores. He will always have to work 55 hours a week because he has no way to get free from that. And see, that person will stay on that job for years and years and years and years, and they'll turn their nose up at something like this that can actually multiply and compound way beyond what that person's route could ever do because of the power of word of mouth. So let's go back to the topic at hand, initiating activity. Instead of waiting for your new person to call you, you really must take them by the hand, so to speak, and get into action with them. Go see some people with them. Help them. Get on the phone with them. Tell some product stories on their behalf. Help them speak to other people. Go meet with people. I would do that all the time. I would meet with people who joined my team. I would meet with them at a coffee shop. I would meet them and their person. And by doing that, it showed this new person how simple it was to talk about this. They didn't have to know endless amounts of science and everything else. That's not important. They needed to know some basics on the company, the industry, the product, and the business model, and tell product stories, talk about results people are having, try to tie into the person's needs. The first 10 minutes with somebody is about what's going on with them in their life and their family, trying to identify some common ground with them, talking about their kids, their travels, places they've been, things they like to do as a family, places they go, their kids' sports and so on. Find common ground and listen. This is the most important thing you could do. Listen to where people are and what they're looking for and what they may want in their life. Listen for those keys on where you might be able to take some of our awesome products into their circle, their own personal needs. So instead of trying to just force feed something on them, talk with them, listen to them, share an overview of what we have. And that's the whole package. It's NECAN. It's not just the product. It's not just the business. To me, I don't talk about one without the other. And I wouldn't do any kind of meeting where there wasn't product and business both talked about. Because, again, you never know where somebody's at. So the most important thing you could do with your new person is meet six people they know, either over the phone or better yet, in person if possible, or in any number of ways we have technology to work with today. Meet people they know, and what you're looking for, first of all, that new person that you've enrolled, you have no way to know whether they're going to be successful or not a year from now or 2 months from now or 3 years from now in this business. Your job is to teach them the basics and look to who they can lead you to and introduce you to. And you're looking for someone who ends up being as serious about this as you are. The ultimate, to build a leg, and that's what we're talking about here, is the building of a leg. The ultimate is to find three leaders in that vertical structure. So the person you just recruited or have on your team that wants to start building is person A. Your desire is to meet 6 to 10 person Bs with person A and get into their circle of influence. Meet who they know. We're just sifting and sorting. That's all we're doing. And we're looking for people this is the right fit for. Along the way, you're going to develop customers. Customers are inevitable. The product works. The product performs. It has for 40 years. It's incredible technology. So the product performs. You're going to have customers develop. What you're looking for in building a business are people who are looking for something more in their life. You're not looking for just the person that needs a pair of mag steps in their shoes or a better night's sleep. You're looking for a person who really, truly looking for more in their life. So understand it's a sifting and sorting model. We're looking for people who this is right for. If you go meet 6 to 10 people with your new person, you're going to find somebody that's excited, that wants to know more, that's excited about learning about this, experiencing the product, asking questions about the business model, because they realize they're trapped with where they are and they're the type of person that wants more in their life. So now you found person A, excuse me, you now found a person B down that vertical line, and so you've just now taught person A what to do. Person, by going and meeting a number of people with person A, you're looking for person B, but you just taught person A what to do. So it's it's death in this business to just sit back and wait for somebody to go do something that they don't know how to do. You've got to decide what you want to create and then go start moving towards creating it. The right people will materialize. We talked about that last time. So you're now going to be working with person B, meeting the person B knows. And what are we doing? We're meeting 6 to 10 people person B knows. We're looking for person C. This is how you build a leg. And what you'll determine, what you'll find as you do this, is person C, the third person down that vertical, is the person that rips this away, that's doing it without you, that's making it happen. And person A and B may not be that involved or that active. You never would have person C without doing that initial work with person A and finding person B and doing work with person B to find that person C. You would never have them in your business because person A isn't just going to go do something they don't know how to do. And I cannot tell you how important this is. I can't tell you how many people's businesses are getting stalled out because they're not doing this one simple step of activity. Our job is to build a network for this manufacturer. It's to build a line of distribution for the manufacturer Neatgen. And for doing that, they're going to pay us. They're going to pay us to create, because they don't advertise anywhere else. That's our job. Our job is to create the lines of distribution for them. So when you find person C down that vertical, maybe you can mute whoever's talking. Maybe you can mute your line, please. When you find person C down that vertical leg, the third person down, who is all over this and making it happen, that quite likely is the first person of the three you need in that leg. Your job's to find three leaders in a vertical leg. I will say that you will probably never find a leader backed by a leader backed by a leader, a true leader. It's always the first leader is two or three people removed from you. The next leader is two or three more removed from them. So we really must teach this as a culture of how to build. You're looking for those three leaders down a vertical leg, but if you don't start out teaching your new person what to do, then you end up having a bunch of people on your front line who don't know what to do, and months from now you'll be wondering, why is no one doing anything? My first question is, what are you doing with them?
Please.
And I cannot tell you how important this is. So along with initiating activity and looking to find three leaders down a vertical leg, people who are going to do this with or without you is who I'm referring to here. And understand, person A can be your friend. Person A can be a great human, great individual, but they're not doing what it takes to grow this business. So they are not a leader in your organization. The first leader in my example here is person C, the third person down that vertical leg. That's the first leader in the leg. You still have to find two more leaders in depth to have a super secure leg that probably is not going to go away. So that is really our job, and by doing that, we are building a network. And you do that activity in virtually every leg that you are developing. You're not going to have everyone ready to move at the same time. If you go recruit 4 or 5 or 6 people this month, you may only have one or two that are ready to go right now. Another one might be ready to go in a few weeks. A couple of them might be ready to go in 4 or 6 weeks. You never know, but you've got to get people in your hopper that you can choose from that are ready to go to work. And if you don't have anyone right now ready to go to work, you need to find some. And by going to work, I mean introducing people and starting to build together. So this ties back to planning your volume, and one important statement, and we're not going to get into planning volume. I believe we talked about it quite a bit last time, but we're this one important component. When you have a plan and you're operating with a plan, then again, the right people will surface, will emerge to help you reach your goal and target. And I apologize. I lost my train of thought on one point I wanted to make. It'll probably come back to me here. But we'll go ahead and move away from initiating activity here for a minute, just understanding the importance of that and what a difference it can make. And let me just see if I can grab that one thought. So I was thinking about planning your volume and how this all ties in. If you are, you don't go to your new person and say, hey, John, what do you think you can do this month? You know, when you plan your volume out at the beginning of the month, you make a plan of what you believe John can do in growing this business, whether it become a new senior, maybe a new executive, if he's really got a lot of people he knows and he wants to get a fast start, to definitely have a new executive develop. Or more, or beyond. So the point is, when you don't ever go to your new person and say, well, what do you think you can do this month? The correct thing to say, the way to talk with a new person is, hey, John, here's what I believe you and I working together can create this month. John has to have a picture of what's possible. When he's new, he doesn't know what's possible. It's your job as a business builder and leader to take him by the hand and show him what's possible and go to work with him. Go to work with your people and initiate that activity. So the other thing that built my business quite clearly was big events. And people make big decisions at big events. Now, you can go to an event as a consumer or you can go to it as a promoter and business builder. If you go just to consume the event yourself, you'll definitely learn, there's no doubt about it, but the best thing you can do always is have one or more people with you at that event. And that's where, you know, people make big decisions at big events. It's a fact. And when they hear from others, they see a picture, they get a vision of how they can grow a business. Some of you are looking for something and you don't even know it. We simply do not know what our friends are, what's really going on in their lives, what they're looking for. Some people are faced with being downsized. Maybe they're like the Frito-Lay guy, but they're looking for something else and not like this guy that's just settling for the shrunken territory they're giving him and saying, I could never do this because I work too much, not realizing he's always going to work too much because he doesn't have any way to get free. The ability to leverage and compound your effort is what exists here, but there's certain steps that must be taken in order for that to materialize. And that initiating activity component is one of them, and building for large events is another one. You know, again, the best thing you can do is have people with you at an event, and you'll be amazed at what will happen as you come away from there, the decisions people make when they're away from all the buzz and blur of their daily lives and they're actually able to get away and think and really take a step back and plan. You know, they say most people spend more time planning a two-week vacation than they plan the whole year of their life. And it's really true. So let's realize that utilizing the events properly, not just going and consuming the event yourself, but promoting the event, building the event, and realizing that a lot of value is going to come out of that event for people who go with you, and you will start to see an organization develop as a result of these two things we just talked about, promoting event and initiating activity. Obviously, the whole idea of attitude and action, having the right attitude, getting into action, and understanding what is the right action, and it's simply meeting people, sharing the vision of NECAN, which is the whole package. It's not just the product. It's not just having someone become a customer. It's showing them the possibilities that exist within this structure and doing it in a timely, concise fashion. Realizing people are busy, they're going to look at what you're doing with them. You always want to ask yourself, is what I'm doing duplicatable? Can other people see themselves doing what I'm doing? If I go spend 2 hours with somebody on a first meeting, I'm probably not going to grow a business because nobody sees themselves having 2 hours to go spend with someone. Realize that the more you say to somebody yourself, it's not necessarily going to convince them, so to speak, to get in this business. That's not the way to approach it. What you want to do is say a little bit, assess the level of interest, feed on that interest through more information, and use the power of the three-way phone call. People will ask, they'll ask questions on a three-way call of a total stranger that your friend won't ever ask you. So the power of the three-way call, but ask yourself, is what I'm doing duplicatable? And will people be able to, would they want to do what I'm doing, the way I'm doing it? It's very important to understand that. A lot of people they're so excited, they go out and they just bowl people over with information, they spend way too long, they say way too much, and they think the more they say to somebody, the more interested they're going to be, and that's not the way it is. Say a little bit, again, assess the interest, and get that interested person either introduced to or on the phone with someone else, and help them, get them what they need to make a decision. Sometimes you just need to ask somebody, John, what would it take at this point for you to decide to join me in this venture of building this business? And get right down to what the person's needs are, what one question they need answered, or what piece they need, what's the missing puzzle piece to help them see their own needs. So with that, what I'd like to do, Julie, at this point is open it up to some questions. I think that would be
a good thing
to do.
Yes, yes. No, that's fantastic. Wow, that's a lot of information. I hope everybody's taking great notes. And, yes, so you are all on a self-mute at this point. So we'd love to hear your questions. So please just unmute yourself and bring your question forward. We'll see if everybody speaks at the same moment. We'll try to catch one after the other. And don't be shy. Jeff is a wonderful person to ask questions of.
Jeff? Hey, Jeff. It's Missy Woods. And I've known you for 18 years.
Yeah.
And I have missed seeing you at the big events recently. And I told Julie on this call a few months ago that I used your Attitudes in Action tapes. In fact, they were tapes, then they were CDs. Are they available? Are they available anywhere?
Oh, boy, I can't even answer that. I kind of doubt it.
Okay. I wonder if I called Dennis to Focus on Growth or something, if they could be resuscitated, because they were wonderful.
It's just like we talked about today with initiating activity. That's clearly spelled out in there, and that's a timeless building technique. It's gonna work today as well as it worked when I built my business, you know, some many years back. So no doubt about it. Everything we're talking about here is last time I spoke on this call and today, these are timeless principles that will work to grow your business.
Absolutely, yeah. Well, we really appreciate you being available. Thank you, and thank you for the call.
Thank you, Missy. It's great to hear your voice.
Thank you, Missy. Who's next? Who would like to ask a question of Jeff?
I have a question, Julie. It's Michelle from Boulder.
Great, Michelle.
Hi, Michelle.
Hey, I'm relatively new in the company, and I found that when I meet people randomly, or I'm a Pilates instructor, when I talk to my clients about Neekan and the benefits, it's great, but I'm holding back on actually calling people, and I have a slew of people that I haven't shared any of this with yet, because I think in my head I'm nervous about not knowing the science behind it. And so when you said, you know, don't really talk science, talk more benefits, is that what you found to be working? Can you just expand on that a little bit? Like, what
I've never, thank you for the question. I've never gotten in heavily into the science behind things. People want to know the benefit. Once in a while you run across somebody that feels like they need to know more. And when that happens, you know, I take that on a case by case basis. I try not to, again, if you go into a situation or your normal routine is that you're spewing off a bunch of science, what do people think? And by the way, people who don't care about that, most don't, they want to feel better. And you could talk for a week about the science. If the product doesn't work, what good's all that? So my belief always was the product performs, people need to experience that, because again, you can talk endlessly, but if it doesn't perform for them, then you know, you really don't have much anyway. So it's, to me, I keep it real simple, and that's what the masses want, and I take the people who need more on a person-by-person basis. You know, Dave Johnson, for as long as I can remember, has, when people say, well, how does it work? He'd say, really, really well. You know, but and Julie may want to chime in on this, but that's really how I approach things, is I want to make sure what I'm doing is duplicatable for the masses, and I take the people who need more on a person by person basis.
Great. Thank you.
Julie, you want to add to that?
Yeah, I think it is. I mean, it works. It's a billion-dollar company. The technologies work. There's no question about it. 40 years of fantastic success and millions of customers. There are very few people that really want a lot of science, and usually it is a red herring just to kind of stall things out. I'm a big believer in having people have experiences on the technologies, so doing strength tests, lemon tests, lending product. I've done that, you know, many, many times. And I know you, Jeff, you know, you were lent a product that helped, you know, one of your family members right off the bat. And you were like, what is this, right? And then you started asking all the questions, you know, what's going on here? So, yeah, I think that's
helpful. It was the result. It was the result that drove the excitement. It wasn't somebody, you know, unloading barrels of science on me. They could have done that, and if the result wasn't there, back to my original point here, the result wasn't there, there wouldn't have been anything further to talk about. So
exactly.
I think what you need to do, Michelle, is you need to decide what you really want this to bring you in your life right now, and how you want to impact other people, and get some real clarity around, maybe you already have that, but my guess is you don't, because if you did, I think you'd be taking this to your contacts and exposing them to it. Different people want different things. Different people move at different speeds. Again, I try to be real basic and simple up front, very brief amounts of information, but cutting a wide swath. Company, industry, product, business, and mostly what I'm talking about in the product portion is results we see people having. Because I want to get the person I'm talking to thinking, hey, I've got a brother-in-law that has this need. I have a sister that has that need. I have an aunt that might do well with this product. And so I want to get them thinking about who they know that they can help. That's where most people are at in their minds. It's not about, oh, I have to know all the science first before I can go tell my aunt who has some needs. That's just been my experience over a long, long time, is that's where the vast majority of people live, is, oh, it could help with this. I want to see that, you know, for my family member or friend I care about. Does that make sense, Michelle?
Yes. Yes, it does. Thank you so much.
Any other question tied into that or anything else you want to say around that?
I would love to hear your spiel from start to finish, but I know we don't have time for that. I think that's too. I'm overthinking it. I'm thinking I have to know a ton of information instead of just keeping it simple, like you're saying.
Yeah, guess what? Guess what? There's some magic words that'll help you greatly and relax you around all this. You know what? That's a great question. I don't know the answer to that, but I'm working closely with an extremely successful person in this company, and she'll know the answer to that. And
right.
Then you've got me, right? So, see, this is why how important then would it be, and I obviously have no idea how you're tied in to Julie on this call, but I'm just using this as an example. I'm assuming because you're in Boulder, you probably could work together. Is that true?
Yes, we do.
Okay.
She's a first-level new silver.
Okay, so you have tons of people to tell about this that you haven't talked about. This is the epitome of my initiating activity bulk of the time we talked about today. How valuable would it be for you to have Julie go with you to meet six of your best people?
Mm-hmm.
You see?
Great.
and so this is why I would do that activity, so that if I was Julie, I'd want to meet who you know, and I'd want to meet them as soon as possible. I don't want to meet the bulk of your people 10 months from now. I want to meet them, you know, within the next few weeks. Let's get moving. Let's show people, because the fact is, here's the other thing that'll ease your maybe some of your anxiety around that. When you show somebody this in a brief first meeting, however that is, when you show this to someone, if they're not interested, if they're not asking more questions, if they don't want more information, and this is one of the questions I would ask people at the end of our short time together, I would say, Michelle, based on what you've seen so far, are you open for more information? Either are or you aren't, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's right. So if you're not open for more information and you're one of my friends or one of my students or however it is, if you're not open for more information, the next time I see you, am I going to be spewing information to you about Nikan?
No.
Absolutely not. I'm not even going to bring it up. You see? So if they are open for more information, then you've got questions to answer. You've got products to experience. They're open. They want to know more. They either do or they don't. So this is really, really important to realize that you're just sifting and sorting, like I said. Some are going to grab it. Some aren't. Some are going to, after you have a meeting and they say they're not interested, 4 months from now they're going to ask you if you're still involved and how it's going, and they're going to go, you know what, maybe I better take a closer look at that. It's interesting
right.
how people are and how they operate. But one thing I never did was try to force feed this on somebody, keep bringing it up when they weren't interested. I didn't lose any friendships over all the years, because the friends who were not interested, we just kept being friends, and we did what we did as friends and always will. And some of those friends became business partners and did very, very well. But some didn't. They didn't choose to become involved. But if they did become involved, I was always there. And because I was always ready to initiate activity and help someone grow, nobody could ever say down the road to me, gosh, I never could get a hold of you. You were never there to help me. I wanted to build this, but you weren't there. That wasn't the case. So inevitably, if I would run into someone who was in my business and I'd run into them and maybe I hadn't seen them in 3 years, and they'd say, well, what are you doing now? Oh, I'm still cruising along with NECN. Really? Wow, that's awesome. You know, we really love the NECN products. I use them all the time. I probably should have taken that business more seriously than I did, but wasn't the right time for me or this or that. That's what you'll hear them say. But it was never, I never heard, oh, well, I wanted to build it, but you weren't there for me. I never heard anything like that. All I ever heard was people were favorable on the product and their experiences with the product, and they realized that not growing the business was no one's fault but their own. See, so remove all that anxiety you have and just go start sharing this with people and let them see. And if you're enthused, they already look up to you. You already have this level of credibility. If you're enthused, you're going to attract some people to this, and the ones you don't right now, worry about them. They may come along later, and they may never come along. Don't need them all. But, you know, there's so many great products here that they can be a customer. Anybody can be a customer. Not everyone's going to be a business builder. And that's the thing, that's what you're sifting and sorting to find are the business builders. Okay?
Yes.
That's fantastic. That's great. That's so great. Is there anyone else as a last question before we close? I'm watching our time and we're pretty much out of time. So if there's a burning last question for Jeff, please bring it forward. Somebody's a little noisy in the background. If you could mute your line if you're not speaking, that would be fabulous. Thank you. Anyone else who would like to ask a quick question? Oh. Okay. Jeff, I
think... Julie, thank you so much for the opportunity to be on the call today. I had a lot of fun. I love talking about this. This business has meant so much to my life, and I really love helping people understand how this works so that they too can have freedom. Develop in their own life. It's the best business model that exists. Believe that with all my heart. Network marketing makes so much sense when people take the time to understand what's actually going on here, how you can grow a business with no employees, no accounts receivable, no warehousing of product, no shipping concerns, no concerns about territories, any of these normal business concerns. You have all the upside, virtually no downside. Yes, it takes, and I want everyone to hear this, this takes work, effort, and energy, okay? But there's nothing in your life worthwhile that doesn't. Everything you do worthwhile takes work, effort, and energy into it. And this is no different. And there are certain things that if you will employ them, things we talked about on the last call, things we talked about today, you'll employ some of these basic strategies and you'll do it consistently. Doesn't have to mean you're doing it, you know, 40 hours a week. You can do this effectively in 10 or 15 hours a week if you're doing the right thing. People waste more time doing stuff that makes a difference. They waste more time than it takes to actually effectively grow this business.
Yes, yes.
Simply because they're not doing the right thing.
Yes. Please,
okay.
In the background.
All right, you guys. Thanks, Julie, for the opportunity. It's been awesome.
It's been been amazing. Thank you so much, Jeff. We so appreciate your fantastic information and wisdom. And we look forward to having you on another call soon. And have a fabulous rest of the day, everybody, or evening if you're in the European countries. Thanks, everyone. Take good care now. Bye.
Thank you.
Thanks, Julie.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.